Hello, lovelies. Welcome to this episode of Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. I look forward to sharing my channeled message with you today, and if you love it, please remember to like, share, review, and subscribe. So this week, the universe has conspired to have me talk about prayer. I had several half-baked topics for this week, and then everything sort of aligned, and prayer is where we landed. It actually started with a rerun of The Simpsons I happened to watch with my daughter yesterday, and then the affirmation that happens to be for today, June 10th, in Master Meditations by Dr. Donald Curtis. Those who've been following me very long know that this is one of my favorite tools for affirmations, right? They're short and sweet, and this book was given to me by one of my mentors who has now graduated from his earthly experience. And when it was about prayer today, it sealed the deal on top of the Marge Simpson quote that I'll share with you for a moment. So the June 10th affirmation from Donald Curtis is, "This is my time of prayer, of inner knowing, of realization. Through prayer, I have been shown the one perfect light. This life is my life now. Poised and centered in spiritual consciousness, I know that nothing can disturb the serenity of my soul. In the blessed quiet, I feel the presence of the indwelling spirit, and I give thanks." Yeah. Prayer is for us, right? It's not for God. It's not for the universe. Prayer is for us, the people, the humanness that needs to align to what is real and what is true. Prayer is for us, not God, not spirit, not purpose, not the universe. The purpose of prayer is to align our own thoughts and beliefs with the higher, the better, the healthy, the good, right? That is what it is for. And that's even what Marge Simpson said. I thank you, internet, was able to find it online. If you happen to be a Simpsons fan, the episode's actually called Sky Police. And in the episode, the church catches on fire and insurance isn't going to pay for it. And so they're trying to figure out how to pay for it. And Marge, with the help of a few other people, figures out that they can gamble and they can count cards, and you know, they come up with all sorts of interesting ways to justify this. They happen to be supported by someone who's not a Christian, the character Apu, who is happy to help because he recognizes that saving the church reminds all of the people who go to the church, the ones that Homer calls the churchos, I think churchos is cute, reminds them to, you know, not steal or come in and rob and shoot Apu. So everybody has conspired toward this. And ironically, Homer is the one who realizes that Marge is being wooed by the demon of gambling and sort of sets the whole thing in motion. And by the end, Marge has gotten herself in trouble and the cops are holding Homer hostage because she's ripping them off. And she actually ends up solving the whole thing by dropping to her knees in the middle of the casino and praying. And what's interesting is what she says to God. It is not a supplication. My lovely's prayer is not supplication. So this is what she says. Imagine blue-haired Marge on her knees in the middle of the casino. Everybody's gathered around her, sort of at a standstill going, what is this crazy woman doing? And this is what they play as her inner dialogue. "I don't know if you watch us all the time, or if we're just like an ant farm you got for your birthday once and left on the shelf and only take us down every once in a while to see what kind of crazy tunnels we've dug. Maybe we've got it all wrong, praying for things we selfishly want. Maybe prayer is taking a moment and telling yourself there's some good in the world. So I'm going to stay right here and focus on that good. Yes, it gives me chills, and it's Marge Simpson, okay? It gives me chills. Yes, prayer is taking a moment for yourself to focus on that there is good in the world, and we should stay in that peace and focus on that good until we believe. Every religious dogma, Jesus included, said that this was true. What Jesus said, and the exact words depend on your translation, but what Jesus said is, all things whatsoever ye pray and ask for, believe, and ye shall have them. Jesus did not say, apologize to God, beg God for stuff. God, the universe, energy, the law of reciprocation, cause and effect, whatever you choose to call it, whatever aligns with you and keeps you from rejecting based on some false dogma, past belief, or something infringed upon you by your family. Never once were we told to make ourselves less. Never once were we told that we cannot have, should not have, are not worthy. This is all things interjected by politics and kings and shit. All the potential in the world is here every minute. All that is required is acceptance. Acceptance, steadfastness in our faith that it is so, that it is righteous. And that comes when we make sure that we're not doing it to hurt anybody, right? This goes back to the belief, the truth, that any manifestation of good is just the physical sensory representation of divine life, divine light, right? It's all there. It just has to manifest into something that is tangible. And that is only about aligning yourself with the possibility. Believing that you are worthy and that it is possible is what creates all things. Even if we're an ant farm on the shelf, it does not matter. It's cause and effect. Even if this is all by chance. My husband and I went to go see a comedian this weekend. His name happens to be Eddie Izzard, if you're curious. And his message was much more political and even theological than it was funny, in my opinion. One of the things he said at the end harkens upon this, and you know what? It's true. In fact, it makes me think of, I was about 8 years old, and I'm sitting in church next to my father, and he looks over and he pats me on the leg and he says, you know what, honey, even if none of this is true, it's a pretty good way to live your life. Even if we are 100% a cause and effect, there was no plan, we could be talking anteaters as well as what we are, you know, we could be anything, even if this was all sort of divine accident and there was nothing before and there's nothing after, which I happen to know for sure is not true. But even if, right? Even if, beloved, there is enough evidence in the world to support and validate that what we put out is what we get back. And if you're telling me that that's not true, I need you to look real hard at yourself and really ask, not only did you put out what you wanted, right, in the positive, in the affirmative way, because the universe doesn't know negatives. If you're saying, please, God, don't let me be a failure, all the universe hears is failure. And put the universe out of it. All your brain hears is failure. Prayer is about aligning your thoughts to the truth. And if your brain hears you say failure too many times, it believes in failure. Don't convince yourself that failure is a possibility. Instead, remember that prayer is affirmative always. Thank you, universe, I am successful. Thank you, universe, I am loved. Thank you, universe, I have beautiful things. The universe is happy to give us beautiful things. We can absolutely put out there what it requires to attract things, whether it's the money to buy them or the gifts themselves. This is real. This is possible, but it can't be selfish. It's not self-supplication. I've had people say to me, oh, I do everything right and I volunteer and I this, that, and the other, but God gives me nothing. Honey, if you're doing it thinking God gives you nothing, guess what? You are manifesting that. You are building your belief in that. Belief in martyrdom. Don't do that. Focus on what's real. And just remember, the only thing we're judged by is our motivation, not our desire. The desire for anything means that it is possible. It is if we're doing it for the wrong reasons, right? If you want to be able to have enough money to quit your job and travel the world so that you can experience the world, fantastic. If you are wanting that because you want to make somebody else feel like they're less or you want to be some kind of show off, that is different. That is different. Be careful the way you twist your own thoughts, your own beliefs, your own desires, and your own prayers. Do not supplicate. Do not have negative purposes. No, no. Right? That's the ant farm that gets shook because the tunnels suck, right? We don't want that. We must focus on what is true. The very energy that we put out is what we get back. And prayer, just like Marge said, is taking a moment to tell yourself there is good in the world, to believe in it, to ask and receive, to feel as if it is yours so that when it shows up, you don't wish it away. This is necessary. As I was thinking about prayer, I cannot ever help but think about prayer and think about one of the most popular, famous prayers ever, the Lord's Prayer, or sometimes it's called the Prayer to Our Lord, whatever. Pretty much all Christian, even subtly Christian churches use the Lord's Prayer. Now, they use a version, like everything else in the Bible, that was originally written in Aramaic and then translated from language to language to language to language. And as this translation happens, things get twisted and turned and changed. If you've been listening very long, I always say, go back to the original Aramaic. Be sure you look at the idioms of the time, all of these things, right? So I found in multiple places over the years, I have seen Aramaic to English direct translations of the Lord's Prayer. And it's quite different than the version that we use. Though if we look at the version that we use and quit taking it so damn literally and look at the metaphors and the symbolism in it, it is more aligned. Now, in the desire for full disclosure, I must share with you that this particular version is both widely accepted, as in it has been published in textbooks, and also widely disputed. There are those who claim it is nothing more than internet myth. I love it. It resonates with my soul. So first, I want you to think about the version of the Lord's Prayer that most of us know, right? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Most of you who know this prayer probably memorized it as a child, and your version might be slightly different, but it is essentially that. Now, let's listen to this translation, the one that resonates with my soul and so many, and is, as I mentioned, both widely accepted and disputed simultaneously. For now, let's just ignore the idea that it may be a misrepresentation in any way, shape, or form. And let's just listen with all of our hearts and all of our brains. This version is called the Prayer to Our Lord, and the belief is that it is a translation from the original Aramaic. O thou from whom the breath of life comes, who fills all realms of sound, light, and vibration, may your light be experienced in my utmost holiest. Your heavenly domain approaches. Let your will come true in the universe, just as on earth. Think about that, lovelies. Let your will come true in the universe, just as on earth. Let's make sure that that vibration, we do everything we can to bring it here with us. That's what awakening is, lovelies. It goes on. Give us wisdom, understanding, and assistance for our daily need. Detach the fetters of faults that bind us, like we let go the guilt of others. Let us not be lost in superficial things, but let us be freed from what keeps us from our true purpose. From you comes the all-working will, the lively strength to act, the song that beautifies all and renews itself from age to age. What if we'd been taught this as children, beloved? What if we had been taught to ask the very breath of life to help us experience it at all moments? To affirm that that moment that we are completely aware is approaching, and that that will, that desire, that vibration is sensed in everything that we see and do and touch. What if our whole lives, instead of asking to be given bread, we had been asking for the wisdom, understanding, and assistance that we need to meet those needs ourselves? What if we had spent our whole lives asking to be detached from our faults and assisted in detaching from blaming others for theirs? What if we had always been affirming that we are freed from anything that keeps us from our highest good? It's not too late to switch that thinking. Add that intention to your reciting of this prayer if this is something you have done your whole life, or maybe use this one instead, or even your own. Say, dear universe, align me with my highest good. Inspire me to the actions that fill my life with all good things. It is here for me, and I accept it. Yeah. All good things are here for me, and I accept them all. Until next time, beloved, namaste.
Hi, I'm Natasha, and what can I say about Jennifer Hall? I found Jennifer about 3 years ago when I was just at one of the lowest points in my life, and let me tell you, I have grown so much and learned so much from her. She is positive, she is energetic, she helps you look inside yourself and find all the things that you didn't know that were meaningful and important, and she makes you feel special. She's also very healing. She's been a life coach. She's just been so influential in my life. And I listen to the podcast every week, and every week I'm looking forward to it, and I get inspiration, and I get energized, and I want to just spread the message and spread the news. So keep listening, keep tuning in, keep liking, keep loving, keep learning. And I want to wish her the best of luck. And we just love her. And keep up the great work, Jennifer. We love you and thank you.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. If you haven't already, I want to personally invite you to come out and find me on social media and at my webpage, psychicjenniferhall.com. If you are inspired by the podcast and want more content, consider clicking that patron button on Podbean, or you can support the show at paypal.me/universallessonsllc, or by visiting our swag shop at spreadshirt.com. You can find the direct link on my Facebook page and my webpage. If you have questions, consider attending one of my quarterly seminars here in Dallas, or book your own educational session from anywhere in the world using the link that you can find on Facebook or on my webpage. I am sending each of you love, light, clarity, and wisdom, and I want you to know that whether you realize it or not, there's a little brunette with a podcast that's got your back.